is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A hot Saturday spent relaxing around a splash pad in the Detroit suburb of Rochester Hills suddenly turned into terror as police say a gunman opened fire, injuring 9 or 10 people. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard.
Preliminarily, it looks like the suspect fired potentially 28 times, reloading multiple times. We have recovered the handgun and the magazines.
Police say they believe they have a possible suspect contained in a nearby home. Information on the victims has not been available. After a week of dangerously high temperatures in the southwestern U.S., that heat dome is shifting eastward. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodlow says it can be severe.
Could be record-setting mid-upper 90s, nosing their way into the northeast and New England as we head into the middle of next week. Then we're also watching an area of tropical development. But just like last week, it's not a name system. It's just tropical moisture. European model bullish on some heavy rain. American model even more bullish. We could see similar scenes like we saw in Florida this past week across the Gulf Coast.
The UK celebrated King Charles' birthday in London as Princess Kate made her first public appearance in months. But CBS News correspondent Ian Lee tells us her return to regular public life is not imminent.
Kate released a new picture and statement saying she's making good progress going through chemotherapy and that her treatment will last a few more months. But her appearance shouldn't be viewed as a return to duties, says Sunday Times royal editor Roya Nika.
When we found out she had cancer in March and we got that announcement from Kate, Kensington Palace were very clear that she might decide to take part in some engagements here and there, but that should not be seen as a return to work.
A week after Israel's rescuing of four hostages held by Hamas, we're getting a new look at the hostages from that day. CBS News correspondent Chris Livesay has more.
New footage for the first time showing Noah Argamani kidnapped 8 months ago on a motorcycle by Hamas, now rescued by elite Israeli commandos, along with three others. Like Andre Kozlov, overwhelmed by the sight of his mother, Evgenia.
He told me, "Mom, I survived. Mom, I knew that I would come back."
Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Michigan today and was serenaded with happy birthday at the Turning Point USA meeting in Detroit.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Trump is 78 years old. President Biden is in Los Angeles for a fundraiser tonight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Director Sam Taylor Johnson discusses why she took on the movie Back to Black, the life and music of the late singer Amy Winehouse.
Create the whole person, and so much of what we knew about her was said to us by the tabloids. And with our movie, it's really being with her as she creates the music, and that's a perspective I don't think we've necessarily felt.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
With all the talk about extreme heat right now, it's a good time to think about our furry friends.
Southeast Michigan will see its hottest weather so far this year. We can find ways to cool off, but for our pets, they need some help. Dr. Michael Nowicki of Arbor Hills Animal Clinic in Michigan says water and shade are a must because dogs, no matter what breed, will be at risk of heat exhaustion. Nowicki also says protect your pet's paws.
The actual pads themselves can get second degree or heaven forbid, third degree burns. And if you can't touch that surface with the back of your hand and hold it in contact with that surface for 10 seconds and still be comfortable, it's too hot for your dog's feet.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
NASA's Voyager 1 spacecraft is sending science data again. The Jet Propulsion Laboratory says the spacecraft's four instruments are back in business after a computer problem in November. Launched in 1977, Voyager 1 is the most distant spacecraft from Earth. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, maybe a storm in the morning through midday, then turning partly sunny and warmer, highs mid-80s and muggy. A stray storm or two possible early and late Monday, highs near 90. Right now it's 73.
Park to Memorial Square downtown. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Burn. sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Day by day, I take snow and rain and Thank you. would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Jim sees tramps and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us Jim sees tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with a smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several day festival started as a one day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Searching for good times.
So hard.